Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Pathways to sanctification. Praise the Lord. Number one thing you and I need to do is engage in self-purging. Engage in self-purging. Now, let's come back to our natural life. Praise the Lord. Recently, I told my kids, at least the older ones, the two of them, I said, begin to take responsibility now. We have a woman who does laundry stuff for us. I said, but as you grow, you must take responsibility to know how to take care of your life and your personal belongings. And I told my wife, I said, now, beginning from now, go share and triumph. Let them be washing what belongs to them. It's not evil. It's a pathway. Why am I doing it? So that a time will come when we will not be there. They will not have to take responsibility for their lives. Personal purging doesn't come through pastors. It doesn't come through any bishop. It comes through you, through me. Taking responsibility for our destiny. All in a bid to please the master. There are things man or God will not do for you. The earlier we have an understanding, the better for our life. So that we can learn how to take responsibility. Listen to me. Your coming to church is to show us the pathway. The actual exercise is lying with us as individuals to take responsibility. The best I can do is to raise prayer in church. But the best you can do is to go home and pray for yourself. That is where destiny lies. Decision. Praise the Lord. Engage in self-purging. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 to 21. Let's quickly see. Bible speaking, 1 Timothy chapter 2, 19 to 21. Nevertheless, the foundation of heaven standeth sure, having this seal, God knoweth them that are his. And let everyone, look at it now, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ do what? Let individual take responsibility. If you come to church and you call on God's name, begin to take responsibility to depart from that pathway that is not pleasing. Iniquity is not pleasing. So the onus is on you. Why must you and I take responsibility to depart from iniquity? Let's see verse 20. It is because in a great house where we have crowd, many follow crowd to church. Church did not pass through them. In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver. So don't be surprised when you see people manifest habits in church that is unwholesome. Bible made provision for them because we are all in a great house. Until we take personal responsibility to determine who and I will be, we will see manifest fully. So don't take offense when you see people in church behaving. Bible says there is a pattern of behavior that is required even in the church. In a great house, there are not only vessels of what? Of gold. That shows you have an option. Is it that you want to be gold? And of silver? Or silver. Everybody doesn't have the same measure of grace. But with whatever heaven has deposited, make sure you polish it to be a useful one. But also, look at it now. But also of what? Of wood and of sand. You have a choice. And some to what? Even you as a human being, you can determine. If you are the owner of the house, they ask you to pick from here, you will know what to pick. Who will not pick gold? Who will not pick silver? Will you go and pick wood that moth, rot can hit? Will you piece sand that men will trod under feet? It says, in a great house, in the church, in the body of Christ, where we have crowd gathered, we do not only have those who we had value, but we also have some of them are to what? And some to what? You know, it's a personal choice. Let's see verse 21. If a man, are you seeing now? Therefore, purge himself. The moment you identify the unwholesome habits or lifestyle you are living, you should be able to decipher between good and bad. You should be able to say, if I keep doing this thing, this honor will come. If I change here, honor will come. What this person is saying is that you must have seen yourself. You must know yourself. You must see where your weaknesses are. Then you must be ready. If a man, therefore, going the extra, purge himself from these things, those things that will make your life not to attract honor from heaven. If a man, therefore, purge himself from these things, what happens? It shall be a vessel. Can you now see that the changing process is not all about God, it's about you and I. Not that if a man who has seen himself, if I am a liar, I will know I am a liar. I don't need, but there are some hidden things that you may not know. That is where the Holy Ghost comes in and begin to prod you there, begin to touch you, this area of your life. You are practicing deceit. You are allowing anger. Bitterness is speaking here. Then the moment you enjoy the help of the Holy Ghost to open you up, then you have the singular responsibility to purge yourself. How do you purge yourself? You don't have the capacity to do book. You can now leverage on the provisions heaven has made available. Praise the Lord. The number one pathway, engage what? You heard that testimony of that young man. He cried to God, Lord, masturbation is killing me. Womanizing is killing me. Me, I'm a chain smoker. I've been smoking for 14 years. Everywhere I go, I release smoke. Praise the Lord. I was just painting everywhere with smoke. Praise God. That was his testimony. So, but when I came in contact with God, and I cried out my heart, via the process of personal purging, heaven came to my rescue. I pray for somebody here this morning, that heaven will come to your rescue. Let's see 1 John chapter 3 verse 3. Those are the two scriptures for engaging in past and in self-purging. And every man, look at it, that hath this hope in him, do what? Purify it himself, even as he is pure. Your hope, your expectation should be the driving force behind your lifestyle. It's all about getting. That is what this place is saying. If you have the hope of meeting with Jesus, you know you can't meet with him, a dirty person. If you have the hope of enjoying the help of God, you know your faith must be intact. Because no man come to him except he is what? Except he believes that God exists. Praise the Lord. And every man that has this hope in him, do what? Purifying himself, prepare himself so that that opportunity will not pass him by. I know myself. And I know how to pray for myself. Praise the Lord. After Sunday last week, I said, God, if there is anything I have preached here that my own personal life is contradicting, help me. Because many preachers may still go to hell. Many may. Hear my word. Many may. And that is the absolute truth. You don't come here as an umpire to dictate whereas you are not living. That is one of the greatest errors of deceit. But every individual must be ready to work on him or herself. Praise the Lord. I see God helping us. Number two, the pathway. Engage the power of testimonies. How many of you had those tangible testimonies this morning? Let's see Psalm 119 verse 111. Psalm 119 verse 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as what? As an heritage forever. For they are the rejoicing of my heart. I pray we understand the scripture. Is somebody getting it now? You see, many people are in church. When people share testimony of their dealings with God, they slide them. Is this thing true? See, ordinary, you are coming to testify of ordinary headache. Do you know how many people headaches have killed? Headaches. Do you know? Go to Jews and ask them. There are different kinds of headaches. There are people, headaches have killed. Praise the Lord. Malaria is in grades. It's an ordinary malaria. See, he came forward to just tell us ordinary malaria. Then you will know. May you not be a victim. of those evils. Now, there is no small sickness. There is no small affliction. Praise the Lord. We must engage in what? The power of testimony. That's Psalm 119 verse 111 says, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. Now, we need to understand this scripture. You are not the one sharing the testimony, but this, now let me divide this into two. When Bible says, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, this is talking about the word of God. Is somebody getting me now? But at the same time, it's talking about the produce of the word. Everything the word can produce is a testimony. Then you now coming, that shows you can leverage as a child of God. You can leverage on another person's testimony and enjoy your home visitation. Is somebody getting it now? You take that testimony about taking as an heritage, taking it as your own. That it is not a consortium of some certain people. Is somebody getting it now? If it is only Papa that is sharing testimony, do you think we will be gathered here? We won't gather because we just say the word of God is meant for him alone. But now Bible says the word of God is without private interpretation. If you can uphold it and believe it, it will still deliver for you. I shared that testimony before, that the house we are living here was battered by the testimony of a young man that we had. He was at Shiloh 2011. We were there and he said, from a rented apartment, I don't have money to pay. The landlord was upon my neck, was on my head. In the midst of that crisis, help came. Somebody gave him money. The moment the money touched his hand, I think about 150,000. He said, God told him, give it to me. He said, but you know how I got this money, God. It wasn't easy. But he obeyed because he had it. And he dropped it. And the following Shiloh, he came to Shiloh from a four-bedroom flat. Now, he did not pay for it. Somebody built it and gave him keys. I looked at my wife. I said, if this thing can happen to this man, it can happen to any other person. I took that testimony personally as an heritage. Now, if it works somewhere, it will work here also. Then Shiloh 2012, the same talent this man had was what we had. We have been trusting God to pay our house rent. Then all of a sudden, the money came, 250,000. And Shiloh was approaching. I looked at her, I said, sweetheart, you remember that testimony? I said, I remember. Now, when it comes to money, you must be wiser or wise. Let it not be that I'm the only one who carry it as an heritage. Later, I say, she been a youth, see vision. Praise the Lord. I had to make her to see. And she saw. I said, so if it can happen to this man, it will happen. So what are you saying? He said, what did you say? It's not only about what I say. You two must be a part of this testimony. Praise the Lord. No, if the two are not on the same page, home can break while you are embracing testimony. Praise the Lord. So she had to see what I saw. And all of us got to Shiloh. The money was in the paperback. You know, the scripture is very, very clear and clean. Tears was dropping from my eyes because I knew how we got the money. So when they were bringing offering basket, it was in a brown envelope. I told her, I said, sweetheart, you know I brought this money to church. You are the one that will drop it. So that when we get home, let me know. Yeah, you took it. You are the one who dropped it inside that. Praise the Lord. But what are we practicing? Our heritage, rooted in testimony. Knowing fully well that if God can do it for him, he will do it. And to the glory of God, we drop money. With pain. That is just the truth. With tears, we went home, like Psalm 126, bearing precious seed with tears. Bible says there is an assurance and a surety that they will doubtless return with their sheaves in their hand. Shiloh 2012, we drop it. January 2013, a friend called me and said, Pastor, you have a house. I said that we have. You know, in this commission, if somebody want to tell you to back, he said, back, you will not agree. He said, no, tell me to move front. Forward. We know that thing has eaten deep into us. And said, do you have a house? I said that we have. Say, I know we have. He said, okay, do you have a land? I said, I will buy. Said, no. Do you have the one you can show me now? Oh, yeah. Come and go and show me. I said, okay, if that is what you are saying, it is well. Praise the Lord. He said, let us go out. Like we went out. And said, let's go and search for land. I was wondering what was happening. It was testimony that was given back. pathway. The pathway of sanctification. If somebody has struggled with sin, and now God has delivered that person, when he tells you what he did, you can follow that same pathway if you are going through similar challenge. And the same God, because he hasn't changed, he will still reproduce himself. The power of testimony. Don't ridicule any testimony. Praise the Lord. That was how 3.5 plots of land was bought. And I was there when they were negotiating price. You know, I can't put mouth because my pot was heavy. I was just looking at them. And when they were through, he now told the owner of them, said, in the afternoon, a pastor will bring half of the money. I was matching him. What are you talking? Don't commit me. Why are you? Praise the Lord. Because I knew what I left at home. Said, pastor will bring half. Then when it was, he said, sir, this is half of the money. Go and give that guy. My leg was heavy. Because I was looking at the money, I was looking at other things to do. Praise the Lord. I took the money down, we pay half, and he said, by month end, the balance will be paid. And the balance was paid. Now, we have a house over our head. But do you know there was a price that we pay? Personal purging or following sad testimonies require prices to be paid. And all of this is rooted in decision. Decision is life. When you make good ones, you enjoy good life. When you make bad decisions, you enjoy bad life. But there is always room for things to turn. I pray for somebody here this morning that something will turn for good in your life. Revelation chapter 12:11 says, and we overcome him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb. And by what? By the words of our testimony. Listen, that man was held captive again. Because he did not share the testimony of what God did. So he wasn't allowed to move forward. Until he shared it before his liberation was established. You are here this morning. God has done something. No matter how small. That small thing is what others are waiting to hear. For their faith too to come alive. Don't trivialize testimony. If you can't stand before the people, write it or share with me. I can package it. We know how to package. Praise the Lord. Somebody's story will change. Number three, mortify the deeds of the flesh through the spirit. Mortify the deeds of the flesh through the spirit. Mortify there means kill, destroy. When you discover an habit, a lifestyle, or an attitude that is undoing your destiny, work at it. Praise the Lord. Do what? If it is lying, tell yourself, and I will say the truth, and I will bear the consequence. Because there is always a consequence for every truth, too, you say. Praise the Lord. And that is how you can defeat that devil. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. Let's see Romans chapter 8, verse 13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall what? Ye shall die. But for you not to die, kill the flesh so that you can live. Is somebody getting it? But if ye through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Do you know that what is it that will make a man who has children at home to go and kidnap a day-old baby? Eh? Then you should know that something is already dead in him. Maybe you don't understand. That shows he doesn't have value even for his own children at home. If time comes, they can be released for ritual. That shows until something is dead in you, sin can't have dominion. And for sin not to have dominion, you must kill the sin. Is somebody getting it? But you can't do it in the energy of the flesh. That is why New Year resolutions haven't helped anybody. It doesn't have a lasting power, lasting effect on people's destiny. Even though you are resolute, you have made it, I will not cross that path again. I will not even use my money to buy it. You will discover that the following day somebody will offer it free. That is the devil. Praise the Lord. No one here will fall victim. So we need to engage the help of the Holy Ghost to put to death that area of our life. You know, when Jesus said, if it is your right eye that is making you to sin, pluck it out. He didn't say you should carry knife and shook it. Kill that thing that is making, that shows No, something that a young man went and committed this ritual stuff. Can you see how disciplined those who do evil behave? And they told him, they said, the first person you see may go. So when he came back, it was his brother. That he had the voice. So the brother was now approaching, he closed his eyes. Said, what? I said, no, I will not open these eyes. The brother doesn't know. What is that? He refused to open the eyes. And he was saying, no, I must not see you. I must not see you until he confessed. Now, when such person make confession, what will happen to the brother? Won't he run? Praise the Lord. Who wants to die? And the guy, that was how they arrested him. Listen, I think it was this past week. He closed that eyes. They were not saying, why? He said, no. Because the person in front of him happens to be his brother. Now, look at it. If it were to be another person's son, that person would have been used for ritual. But what am I saying? If you see those who does or who are no practitioners of evil, they are so disciplined at doing evil. They know how to keep to time to do evil. They don't miss timing for evil. That shows how much more we believers, we should know that this is what will bring what we are looking for. Then our lifestyle requires discipline and tenacity. Now, no, I will not lie. I know if I say the truth, I may go to prison, but I know. That was what Joseph did. And he was enthroned. Whatever has been packed to corrupt anyone's beauty, this season on this mountain, the hand of God will terminate it. So to mortify the deeds of the flesh requires that we engage, you and I, in spiritual exercises. Let's look at Jude 20 to see one of those things we need to keep doing. But ye beloved, do what? Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Doing what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Having the Holy Spirit is not enough. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is much more better. Not speaking in tongue will not qualify you from being a child of God, but it will limit your manifestation. Is somebody getting it? Every child of God has inside of him or the Holy Ghost. But his manifestation in one's life will be limited without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So that's why we talk about the spirit upon and the spirit within. Praise the Lord. It's the same manifestation. So when you discover, this is how you build yourself. When you just keep, you see, you don't need to create a schedule. Just at will, keep engaging it. You discover that there will be personal purging. You missed it. Fine. Holy Ghost, I have come. Lay come, bros. That's how you can disarm the enemy. Praise the Lord. Imagine if a Yoruba man is your next door neighbor. And you here, you are Igbo, but you can speak English. And the man too can speak English. Is that not so? If you are waging war against that man, if you are telling people, yeah, you see that man, by 12, we will capture him. You know he can speak English. When it is 11:30, he will leave the house. Because he had you. But you now call your people. You now begin to speak Igbo. Nah. I don't want to speak this afternoon. Hallelujah. Nah, you know? Bian. Ebe Ikisi. Kebi Naga. Even if he put his ear to the wall. Till 2024. Will he hear anything? Then you can manipulate things around him. That is what speaking in the Holy Ghost does. With the enemy. The enemy doesn't understand that language. But the moment you keep speaking the language of the flesh, that is his terrain. He can understand. If you are planning against him, he will understand. He will use another method. If you tell him, see, if he sends one angel, we will just call the head of the angel. Okay. They said, now one, they feel overpower. I will send seven. When seven just come at will, you know that, how come? But when you begin to communicate in the language of the Spirit, you incapacitate him. Somebody will be empowered this morning in the name of the Lord. So these are platforms through which you mortify the deeds of the flesh. Praise the Lord. Let's see Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Colossians 3, 5 to 6. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the heart. Talking about your body. Putting it in subjection. Look at it now. Fornication. What is it saying? Kill it. Mortify means what? Kill it.
kill fornication, uncleanness, clean it, inordinate affection, lust, and all of those kinds. Do what? Evil concupiscence. Do what? Covetousness. Which is what? What is idolatry? Covetousness. Because people are not seeing it. They never knew that this could be that grievous. You are not always satisfied with what you have. When you see somebody's own thing, you run crazy and you begin to run anywhere. This thing has broken many homes. Where we have women that are not contented. You know your husband's ability, but you want to match up to what is going on in town. It's not all about women. Praise the Lord. Men too can be covetous. You saw your friend just came, like in Unilag this last week. A boy, an undergraduate, came with a Benz of 24 million. And he just drove to the campus. And the colleague started hailing him. Another started videoing it. I said, can you see trap? You did an undergraduate. You did not ask him. But later when they asked him, he said he was into Forex. Agreed. Praise the Lord. But you know, somebody can, because of that, next session, I will beat this thing. Praise the Lord. I was cutting my hair yesterday, and two young guys. Praise the Lord. They are not Igbo. Two young guys. They were talking. It was then, while they were talking, in the public, in the barber shop, how they were using laptops. Then you can tell. They keep mentioning HK. I don't even understand what they're saying. HK. I know somebody must have understanding here. Praise the Lord. HK, how they were. When we were in this, I cut my hair 10,000 naira. But here now, the man said 300. You can't pay. So I was looking at, you know, they are into a 419 store. Praise the Lord. I know they have a target to pursue something. And it is as a result of what they have seen somewhere else. Praise the Lord. This God called it what? Idolatry. Because you can't pursue what you don't worship. Praise the Lord. For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience. That is whatever can damage our union with heaven. God is saying we must make sure we kill them. Why? Before they kill us. I pray for somebody here this morning that whatever has been packed to kill anyone here shall be killed. In the name of the Lord. But none of these will be a possibility. We talked about engaging self-purging. We talked about engage the power of testimonies. We talked about mortifying the deeds of the flesh through the Spirit of God. But none of these will be a possibility without the place of faith. Is somebody getting it now? Faith is at the root. Because you can't enjoy the operation of the Holy Ghost that you don't believe in. Recognize that without faith, it is impossible to live a sanctified life. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God. Even your what? Your sanctification, that ye abstain from fornication. But the will of God is rooted in faith. Is somebody getting it now? Praise God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 to 15. 1 John 5, 14 to 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That is what? Faith. That is another definition of what? Faith. Having confidence in God is another definition for faith. And this is the confidence we have in God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. That's just when this is there, you can go to him and enjoy answer. But without this confidence, there is nothing that will come. So including your sanctification, my sanctification. So when we engage the help of the Spirit of God, we must believe that this help will come in a timely fashion. There is no one who will go to God on the platform of brokenness for repentance that God will defer. He won't tell you come next year. Because he knew beforehand that it's a race against the security of your destiny. Praise the Lord. Briefly this morning, let's quickly see the benefits of sanctification. Why are we shouting this sanctification? What is it that is inside for you and I to enjoy? Why must I clean up my vessel to be a vessel unto honor? Why must I abstain from fornication, even though I know it has temporary enjoyment? Number one, it secures supernatural rescue when under attack. Do you know that it's difficult for the devil to kill you when you are holy than when you are in sin? Huh? Because if one is in sin, hero, there is no shield, no covering. Covering is lifted. One is open. They call that in finance exposure. Praise the Lord. Every trace of exposure around anyone's life shall be terminated. Whatever is making the enemy gain access into our lives, this morning, the hand of God will block that loophole. In the name of the Lord. Number one, it secures supernatural rescue when under attack. Look at Psalm 34 verse 7. Psalm 34 verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that what? That fear him. And what happened? May we enjoy deliverance. But somebody whose heart is proud, a proud man cannot enjoy angelic covering. That person will be left alone. Here you say you can handle the matter. Be handling it. May that not be our testimony. Do you know that when God closed his eyes away from you, in a second, you know, series of battalion of afflictions that will come. Evil has not overtaken you because God is still watching over you. May he not close his eyes against us. So number one, the angel of the Lord, you enjoy angelic visitation that in turn rescues you from attack. Do you know why a car will, the brake will fail and everybody around you will die and you will be remaining? Is it because you are too holy? Rescue. Because you have him in your heart. You are mindful of him. You fear him. He will secure you. When you fear him, he secures you. Praise the Lord. That's why the calamity that befell men, you will be wondering what is happening. Praise the Lord. I've been in a car. People by my side, they died. And I came out and not a scratch. That can only be God. People are jumping into the river. They didn't see them. Me, I jumped into well at the age of 3 and I was floating. Am I paper? Then you should know there is something about it. The evil killing men around you has not been able to kill you. It's because there is somebody, an angel, watching over your life. May those angels not leave their operation. In the name of the Lord. Psalm 125 verse 1 to 3. They that trust in the Lord shall be what? As Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. Now listen to me. The same thing that befell men who committed suicide, you are going through it and as if nothing is happening. You are still returning to share testimony. And the same disappointment happened to Hoda. Then you should know something is happening. Praise the Lord. Inner strength comes when one places God. Devil came late. I said, devil came late. Praise the Lord. You have seen, they that trust in the Lord shall be what has. Verse 2. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon them. See, this is a prayer we must pray. You don't know what this thing means. It's very, very deep. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth his hand into iniquity. Now, whatever will make you to jettison God, to go into error, may it not happen to you. Please say amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Number 2, benefits of sanctification. So you can be rest assured now that you can enjoy rescue. So if you are traveling, you don't need to be afraid. You need to be mindful of the fact that angels are guiding you. Praise the Lord. But that is when your life pleases God. It secures you. As are those who plan to kill Papa, even though he wasn't in their meeting, they begin to die. I pray for somebody here this morning that men will take up your debt. I said, men will take your debt. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know that God can kill because of you? Praise the Lord. Number two, engenders peace and serenity. Engenders peace and serenity. Isaiah 32, 17 to 18. Isaiah 32, 17 to 18. Praise the Lord. So when we live a life that pleases God, we enjoy rest. We enjoy what? We enjoy rest. We enjoy peace. Look at it. And the work of righteousness shall be what? Shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, what? Quietness and assurance forever. Look at this one, assurance forever. That doesn't mean you may not be going through turbulence. But in the midst of it, you will be rest assured that my Redeemer liveth. He will come in on time. Daniel went through turbulence. He was even thrown in the lion's den. But inside of it, there was that assurance around him. The lions, they are not seeing Daniel. They were seeing the lions, the lion of the tribe of Judah. The senior lion has just entered. Praise the Lord. I decree peace for somebody here this morning. I decree peace in that situation. You will not die in that matter until heaven has come to rescue you. You won't die before your day of rescue comes. In the name of the Lord. So it engenders peace and serenity in the midst of pain, in the midst of crisis. While everybody is running, you are just relaxed. It is well. It will come to pass. I know that my Redeemer liveth. He will show up and God will show up in the name of the Lord. I will mention one and mention the others so we can close. Engenders access to divine secret. It engenders access to divine secret. We are talking about benefits of sanctification, benefits of godliness, benefits of living a life that pleases God. See, for the mere fact that you please God doesn't mean men will mock you. But their mocking is a platform for your making. Because when you please him, you are rest assured that your Redeemer will come. But they can't see it. So that's why if their mockery shouldn't move you, but their mockery should push you. Maybe you don't understand. Praise the Lord. Let their mockery push you. Do what? There is something they call failing forward. When you fail, don't go backward. Those who goes backward can't go forward again. But in the midst of that crisis, let it be a propeller. Like Abraham Lincoln. He failed as a counselor. He went as a local government chairman. He said no. He moved to a counselor. He failed. He said no, I'm going to House of Assembly. He moved from there. He went for Senate. He was failing. But he wasn't failing backward. He was moving forward. But yet, he became the best of America's presidents. Who tells you you can't get there? You will get there. Tell your neighbor, you will get there. So it engenders access to divine secrets. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. Daniel chapter 6 verse 1. And if you look at Job chapter 1 and Job chapter 29 verse 4, talking about the life of Job, as I was in the days of my youth when the secret of God was revealed. Praise the Lord. Number 4, secure supernatural supplies. Secure supernatural supplies. The Bible says, this scripture, a young lion do test, Abby, and suffer. But they that seek the Lord, they will not what? Lack good thing. Praise the Lord. You won't lack good thing. Secure supernatural supply. Psalm 33 verse 18. Psalm 33 verse 18. This is one thing. Young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord, those who go after God, they will not lack any good thing. No matter how bad it may look, that bad shall be exchanged for good. I said it shall be exchanged for good in the name of the Lord. Psalm 33, 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. And verse 19. To deliver their soul from what? From death. And to keep them alive in famine. Are you seeing it? To deliver their soul from death. That shows they can be afflicted, they can be challenged, but there is a deliverance. I have good news for somebody here. There is a deliverance for you. I said there is a deliverance for you. I said there is a deliverance for you. I said there is a deliverance for you. In the name of Jesus, rise on your feet. I want you to lift up your voice to heaven. The end of all is at It secures eternity with Christ. And that is the key. What is the whole essence of running and running on the face of the earth and still miss heaven? Somebody say, God forbid. That won't be our testimony. I want you to lift up your voice to heaven. Please hear me. Ungodliness could be costly. It blocks access to God's presence. And you need God's presence in life. Without his presence, you walk alone. Not like Liverpool. You will walk alone. Praise the Lord. And when you walk alone, you can't enjoy help. You can't enjoy favor. Mountain can't move. Obstacles all the way. That won't be our testimony. It blocks access to divine favor. Why I've not been enjoying favor? I've been the only one laboring for everything. That is not the way God created it. In the last 1 week, I've been hearing God say to me, everything God creates as in a human being, none of them survives alone. None of them succeed alone. When he began with Adam, he had to bring an helper. A suitable helper. And go and look through history. None of them succeed alone. He has positioned men for men. Even he told Peter, he said, even though your faith is failing, but I have prayed that your faith fail not. He said, but when thou art converted, when you are established, strengthen the brethren. Help. Am I helpless? What is it that is making me look helpless? After this meeting, help will come for you. Lift up your voice to heaven. Begin to look at your life. Repentance is key. Now, no, but you can't deceive God. I can't deceive God. Look at your life. Which area of your life needs attention? If a man will purge himself from this, am I faithful? Every trace of unfaithfulness in me. Am I honest? Please speak to God this morning. Let God hear you. Let God hear you. Repentance is non-negotiable requirement. It's a non-negotiable requirement for forgiveness. Repentance is about decision. Make up your mind this morning to live a life that will please him. But look at those impediments. Look at those dark spots around your life. What is it around me? Oh Lord, help me. Is it prayerlessness could be an issue? Are you speaking to God here this morning? Oh Lord, help me. Are you asking for help this morning? In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ, and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.